Hey there, and welcome to the Good Kind Podcast. I'm Chris Pappalardo, and I'm excited because this is a special edition of the podcast. As we lead up to Easter, we're bringing you some family reflections for every day of Holy Week, following the pattern of our Easter blocks. Every day, we're going to do three things. We will read a passage of Scripture, we will take a moment to ponder the passage together, and we will offer you space to respond in prayer. It's going to be easy, it's going to be quick, and it's going to be fun. And part of what makes this more fun is that I'm sharing the microphone with my daughter, Lottie. That's right, this is a duet. We are tag teaming this week. So say hey, Lottie.
Hello, everybody.
Well, I'm glad you're here to join us. And I know that you've got something prepared to help us all get ready. So can you tell everybody how to get ready?
Okay, everybody take a deep breath. And clear your mind in space of any distractions. Quiet your body. No moving arms and legs. If you need to grab a fidget, that's okay. And close your eyes. Unless you're driving. Definitely don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Now, let's pray. God, you are here. You are speaking. Open our ears to listen and our hearts to obey. All right, Lottie, I'm going to have you read a couple passages from Matthew 21 and Luke 19. This is Jesus entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Are you ready? All right, let's hear it.
Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey." Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" But Jesus, when he drew near and saw the city, wept over it.
So good. All right, Lottie, let's give everybody just a few moments to think about what you just read. Whenever we read the Bible, it's always good to stop and ponder. That's just a fancy word for thinking about what we've read. So, did anything stand out to you in that little story, Lottie?
How he wept over the city, even though it was really happy. And also because they say the son of David, even though Jesus is the son of Joseph.
Yeah, that's a couple different things. It is confusing. Son of David, even though he's son of Joseph and Mary. I think that means that he's from David's lineage, right? David was his ancestor.
Probably.
Yeah. The weeping thing stands out to me, too. This is supposed to be a pretty exciting... Everybody's pretty excited in this scene, right?
Yeah.
And then Jesus comes in and he's, you know, he's kind of killing the mood because he's crying. What do you think that's about?
I have no idea.
It helps to think about what was actually going on here. These people were waiting for a king, and they expected a king to come in, and kings would be proud and pretty strong. If he came in crying, it didn't really feel like a king at all. So I actually want you to read that last line again, because that's the part I think stands out to me most, and I want everybody to think about. So, we just read that last line again a few times slowly for everybody.
But Jesus, when he drew near and saw the city, wept over it. But Jesus, when he drew near and saw the city, wept over it. But Jesus, when he drew near and saw the city, wept over it.
All right, we're going to pause here for just a few moments to let everybody think about that. Jesus, the King of the world, doesn't boss us around. He weeps for us. What does that make you feel? Lottie, what does that make you feel?
That Jesus is different from most kings, which I already knew, but that really makes it stand out.
Yeah, that's really true. He's very different. And for me, it makes me feel really safe. Jesus feels really gentle in this story. Now, Lottie, we're going to end by praying. Prayer is just responding to God. God has just said something to us in this passage, and we're going to say something back. So I'll repeat what God said, then we'll leave a little room for all of our friends who are listening to answer. God said, "But Jesus, when he drew near and saw the city, wept over it." What is your response? For everybody at home listening, take turns telling God out loud right now.
God, thank you for sending Jesus. I'm glad he's a king who loves us enough to cry with us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today on this special Easter edition of the Good Kind Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe so you won't miss what's coming next. Thanks for listening. Lottie and I will meet you back here tomorrow.
Bye.